This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Manhunt over.
The female shot herself.
New record for gas prices.
Try to walk more places.
Protecting the justices.
Trying to scare federal judges is far outside the bounds of First Amendment speech.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. It ended with a car chase in Evansville, Indiana, more than a week after an Alabama inmate and jail official vanished. Reporter Chris Davis of affiliate WTVF has more on what investigators are saying.
Casey quickly surrendered. His immediate words to our team was, "Please help my wife. She just shot herself in the head."
U.S. Marshals say there is no evidence Casey and Vicky White were ever married. Vicky White died in the hospital hours later, before the duo was caught in Indiana. A tip led the marshal service to an Evansville car wash last Tuesday. They say he abandoned a 2006 Ford F-150 there. U.S. Deputy Marshal Chad Hunt is the commander of the Gulf Coast Regional Fugitive Task Force.
Visiting with the car wash owner and some additional surveillance footage led us to believe that they were in this gray Cadillac.
They found it at a nearby hotel where Vicky White was spotted wearing a wig as she left with Casey White Monday. That discovery turned into a 15-minute chase that culminated in their capture. Back in Alabama, Lauderdale County Sheriff Rick Singleton made this promise about Casey White.
"He's not getting out of this jail again. I'll assure you that."
We expect to hear some new plans from President Biden today to fight inflation. At the gas pump, there's a new record high. AAA says the average price for a gallon of regular is just over $4.37. White House correspondent Nancy Cordes.
Gas prices shot up 17 cents this past week. The relentless price surge could prove costly in November's midterm elections.
"Certain purchases I used to make, I just can't make them purchases no more."
From coast to coast, local airwaves are filled with stories about the rising cost of everything.
Soaring housing prices are a source subject for many in South Florida.
Gas prices in Pennsylvania soar to a new record.
The Eastern Plains is filled with farmers feeling the pinch in this tight economy.
The typical American is spending $100 more a month on gasoline now than they were a year ago.
Moody's chief economist Mark Zandi says inflation has long-term effects, forcing families to save less for education, retirement, or to buy a home.
I do think the pandemic will fade, and I think of the worst of the fallout of the Russian invasion of Ukraine on our economies behind us, but it's not going to get back to anything we consider to be normal very quickly.
Economic worries have made this a rough stretch on Wall Street. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The Dow and the S&P 500 now stand where they stood in the spring of 2021, the Nasdaq has wound back the clock to October of 2020.
The Senate has voted to increase security funding for Supreme Court justices as tension rises over the leaked draft opinion on abortion. CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
The White House won't condemn protests like these outside Justice Brett Kavanaugh's home in suburban Maryland, but Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the demonstrations should not become violent.
"We understand the passion, we understand the concern, but what the president's position is that that should be peaceful."
And so far, Psaki says that has been the case.
"We have not seen violence or vandalism against Supreme Court justices."
But Psaki did note that some Catholic churches and conservative organizations have been vandalized.
Now to Ukraine, correspondent Deborah Pata has the latest on the Russian invasion.
Untold misery across the east and south of the country. In the port city of Odessa, the jagged remains of a shopping mall ripped apart. And in the eastern village of Seversk, ashes still smolder. This elderly woman has endured heavy shelling. "My son is dead," she weeps. "I have no one to protect me." Up north, Ukrainian forces are pushing Russian troops back from Kharkiv, just like they did in Kyiv back in April. And now people are slowly coming back to the capital.
I just came into my house for the first time today. It was a little emotional. It was really special to be back. I'm so, so happy to be here.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
The vote count is still unofficial, but it seems the presidential election in the Philippines was a landslide. Ferdinand Marcos Jr. is poised to lead the country his namesake dictator father did until he was ousted in 1986. Human rights observers say the Marcos win is a setback. Here in the U.S., there's a Republican House primary election today in West Virginia that's drawing interest. CBS's Scott McFarland says the challenger got a key endorsement.
Incumbent Republican Dave McKinley of Wheeling voted for a recent trillion-dollar infrastructure deal.
Between 30 and 40% of people in West Virginia get their water from wells. We don't have a distribution system.
Which his opponent, incumbent Alex Mooney, called wasteful. McKinley has the endorsement of the popular governor, but Alex Mooney has Donald Trump's.
Is that Trump endorsement the silver bullet?
I would say so, absolutely.
Today determines which is stronger.
Turns out in a few cases after treatment on Pfizer's antiviral COVID pill, some patients are relapsing, their COVID returning. CBS's Dr. David Agus.
It's certainly not a perfect pill, but it works extremely well, blocking over 95% hospitalization and serious illness.
The FDA says in those instances, a second course of the pill is not necessary. It seems the baby formula shortage that's been dragging on for months isn't improving.
Go to your favorite store. Chances are you'll find empty or almost empty shelves where the baby formula should be.
We go to 5 or 6 stores sometimes to find it.
Devin DeVito of Jacksonville, Florida says her 9-month-old daughter was born prematurely and uses a special formula that was recalled.
There's only 2 formulas she can have right now.
She wound up ordering from Amazon, but it was much more expensive.
$300 for 3 weeks.
Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
A new record for an American artist at a New York auction.
$170 million for the Warhol is selling here to you, sir, at $170 million.
Andy Warhol's Shot Sage Blue Maryland silkscreen went for a total of $195 million after fees were added in. The buyer's name has not been revealed. That work was created in 1964, showing Marilyn Monroe in a close-up, hair yellow, eyeshadow blue, and lips red against a blue background.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Used vehicles are in high demand now, and high mileage isn't always a reason to steer clear.
Vehicles hold up better than they used to, says Auto Trader executive editor Brian Moody, and there's a big demand for lower-cost transportation. Just thumb through his publication.
It wasn't uncommon to come across a 250,000-mile Chevy Tahoe.
Moody says if you're buying one of these vehicles, check to see how well it's been maintained, which can be more important than the miles on the odometer. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
Reports in Spain say the country's intelligence chief has been fired. It's fallout from the discovery that cell phones of the prime minister and defense minister had been hacked and infected with spyware. The intelligence agency also admitted the government had hacked the phones of several Spanish separatist leaders. And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Tuesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what can people expect on the podcast?
The extended moments, for sure.
Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
I use the internet.